Blog Talk Radio.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing today? Beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. All this good stuff. Wow.
We got a lot to be excited about, a lot going on. All praises to the Most High God. Glad to see Brother Donnie back with us. We didn't know we were going to have to send somebody out to see what was going on with you. You just kind of fell off over there for a minute. Why don't you push one and let us know how you're doing? Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. Whew. All right, Brother Donnie, your mic is open. How are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling much better. I wasn't feeling too well. I'm still not feeling as up to par as I normally am. But, I got to go for this prostate surgery 20th, and I'm not afraid of the prostate surgery. I'm afraid of the when they sedate you, and because mm-hmm. they said that they're gonna have to, I'm gonna have to spend the night in the bill. You understand? So that they can monitor me. That kind of frightens mm-hmm. me. You understand? And I'm not one to get so frightened. You understand? But it startled me. You understand? You know. But I trust in the Almighty, man. I believe that he gonna pull me through like he been doing. You understand?
Well, they usually do that when you have a surgery like that. They usually keep you in the hospital to monitor you, to watch your vital signs and stuff. They do us all like that, you know. So, but it's good you're getting it done now, so you'll be ready for September 2019. You know, won't be nothing holding you back, nothing.
Yeah, I'm working on me.
Now, I understand. That's all we got. Hallelujah.
A lot of our brothers and sisters don't go to the doctor, you know, you understand, until it's too late. You understand?
Until it's too late.
But I believe in my heart and in my mind, you understand, is that Almighty didn't put these people in place for us to just bypass them. Of course, we got some from fraudulent people, man, you understand, you know. But if you trust in the Almighty, you understand, then we gonna make it through. You understand? We'll be all right. You understand? When this 7 months is over, we are totally covered by the Creator. We got to understand that. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, that's not to say that we're supposed to go out and start fighting and carrying on and wage a revolution and this and that and other. But if they fall on us, man, you understand, we're supposed to be able to protect ourselves, and he's going to protect us. He went before us in Joshua's time, you understand? Mm-hmm. Joshua told him, he said, be of good courage, for the Almighty goes before you. You understand? So that right there gives me some hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. We're going to get there. You know, I was it's just been a good day today. You know, it's been a good day. It's been a long day, but it was a good day. And we just have to trust y'all. You know, that's what we're doing, and we're just encouraging each other. You know, and that's what this is about. This is the reason why we come as much as we do, the reason why we talk as much as we do, so we can encourage each other. Because we do. We need some encouragement to get through this here. But once we get through it, they're going to be all right. It's all right now, though. No.
Well, you understand, I know a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, you understand, you was talking about how the Israelites performed at the Lincoln Memorial and blah, blah, blah. Well, they had some rabbis, you understand, on YouTube, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of those guys that believe in any rabbi stuff. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, because I don't see nothing that they ever did, period. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've taken on the ways of the other nation. We got to understand who we're talking about. You understand? We're talking about the Ashkenazis. You understand? Who believe in the Talmud, the Mishnah, the Kabbalah, you understand? And all of those things. And the rabbis have taken on that way. You understand? You know, and it just seems to me, you understand, that they satisfied being under the thumb of these folks. That's what it just appears to me. And I relinquish the mic.
Well, I mean, I know Cottrell did real good. You know, you said you know him, so he did real good in the interview that he was in, you know.
Yeah, well, Cottrell is not a rabbi.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. There's some people out there, and there's some brothers out there that are still, you know, doing what they know how to do. And, you know, I think he conducted himself very well. You know, as I go back over those films, you know, and until you've had experience in front of those cameras, you don't have but a brief moment to get a lot of stuff out. You know?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing with me here. You understand? And this is just my assessment on the grand scheme of things. Man, we ain't gonna never be able to convince them folks, man, who we are and what we are about. Our main purpose is to come back to the Almighty, praise His name, and give honor and great glory to the Almighty, you understand, and ask Him for forgiveness, you understand, and try to stay on and do righteousness, you understand, you know. But we're not going to never be able to convince them guys that we Hebrew Israelites, you understand, you know. And that don't just, you know, for me, you understand, we trying to assimilate, you understand. You know, we're trying to be a part of. You understand what I'm saying? We don't need to be a part of. We don't need to say, I mean, we don't need to kiss these patios, you understand, to make them understand who we are. We just got to stand up for the Almighty and they'll see. Hallelujah.
Well, I mean, I agree, but, you know, when they called him in, he did the interview, you know, and he carried himself pretty well. So, I mean, you know, it's not so much kissing them, you know, or whatever. It's just giving the world another impression of who we are as a nation, you know. So I think he did a good job, you know. And there's some other brothers out there that's doing some good deeds as well. You know, I found out today that we had sent an email to the Advice Show, and the email came back. So I was able to go on their website and send an email that way, you know. But if Brother Philip is here, you know, Brother Scott is here pushing on, we would love to hear from you. You know, but yeah, it's a lot of us out there doing what God's called us to do.
Well, that, I understand. You understand Cottrell's position. You understand, you know, and I believe that he's under the same mindset as me it's about. You understand, no matter what you say, they gonna twist it, turn it around, and everything. You understand what I'm saying? So you keep it to a minimum. You understand? So I can understand that. You know. So you sent a letter to the Advice Show, regarding what?
Well, you weren't here Sunday, but I played a clip where they interviewed the elder of the brothers who were out there on the Lincoln Memorial, and he was Brother Philip was telling Elder Zabak that the 400-year prophecy is spreading around the world, and how that the black people all around the world have began to take hold of this 400-year prophecy, and that it's over in 2019. And when he brought it up, you know, the Israelite brother was like, well, we believe in that and we don't, and, you know, we more or less waiting on the Messiah to come back. And he was like, we're not talking about the returning of the Messiah. We talked 400-year prophecy. He talked about how in Africa, you know, the people in Africa are doing, you know, changing their mindset. They're watching and they're tearing up little white baby dolls that their kids play with and all kind of stuff. And he was talking about how big this movement is growing. And I was trying to get in touch with him to let him know, you know, that we were the ones who were helping to facilitate this thing. And then the email came back today, so it never got to him. So I went on their website and I sent the email too.
Okay, hallelujah. Well,
yeah,
he's a brother that proclaims to be a Hebrew Israelite, but for you know, like I said, man, a lot of brothers and sisters don't want to speak out so bluntly. You understand? And you don't have to be cussing nobody out or carrying on, but you got to understand and let them know who we are. You understand? Without even trying to push the issue. You understand? And see, you know, we don't have to be so forward in our delivery. They will see the Almighty is waking up everybody. You know, and you know, the Almighty made it explicit that when He brings His people back from the four corners of the earth, all the nations will know that He is the true and living Elohim, and that we are the people, we are His people. All of them will know. You understand? So I can see that stuff moving in that direction. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was like, it's snowballing. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he was asking questions about it, and he was just asking the wrong person. So we wanted to extend him an invitation to come on to the show. And I did this on Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and I thought maybe he would tonight, but I got an email a few minutes ago that said they never received the email.
No.
So I sent it through their website so that they could get it.
Okay. Hallelujah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so that we can advertise the 2019 Day, International Day of Repentance, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing is that we must stand for our Elohim. We got to, you know, the laws and the statutes and commandments that the Almighty has set aside, we got to adhere to those things. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, that's my, you know, that's the purpose of the Almighty. You know, and I say this often, man, about Joshua, you understand? When the Almighty was with us, man, we had courage. We don't have no courage today.
No, he took it. But, I mean, there's no need to battle. And back then, we were on our way to our land, battling the armies that were in our way. Now we're in these people's lands, and there's no need to battle with these people because once the Most High comes and gets us, that won't be an issue for us anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
back then,
we
were on our way to the promised land, and we were encountering some of those nations that were in our way as we were on our way there. But now we're sitting in these lands in captivity, and we have to be accustomed to understanding that.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much that we're talking about, that I'm talking about battling. I'm talking about how the Almighty will be with us, you understand, in all our endeavors, you understand, whatever we decide to do. We have the courage to stand up and call ourselves Hebrew Israelites, you understand, and what we represent and who we are. You understand? You know, those are the type of things that I'm talking about. I ain't talking about battling. You understand? And now, even if we remember now, the Almighty said that he was going to be our shield and our buckler. So no matter what they derive against us shall not take hold, you understand, because he's going to be the one that's going to hand check them guys. You understand? You know? We ain't gonna have to do no whole lot of battling and carrying on. Of course, now if they fall on you, you got a right to fight back. You understand? In the name of the Almighty. You understand? But I see when them brothers was up there, the Lincoln Memorial, screaming and howling, carrying on, and this and that and the other. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. I don't think that we have to do that. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end, you know, and understanding what that means, you know, it's very powerful. Like I said, he said, he's been, you know, he's been doing some traveling, and the people are beginning to express that they want more, they need more information. They need to know, you know, because we're Judah, you know, and Yehuda got to go first. You know,
that
so
is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. You understand? And it's going to happen because the Almighty said so. There's not one place in the whole Torah that the Almighty said something and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so very true.
A lot of our brothers and sisters misconstrue. You understand? The captivity that we in is because was Judah's captivity, not the 10 tribes. That was Judah's captivity. You understand what I'm saying? Because Judah was the last of the tribes. You understand that went astray. That went after other gods. That was the last tribe. But Judah is supposed to be the governing folk, man. That bring about the government under the laws, statutes, and commandments. Those 613 laws that the Almighty had put in place. That's what Judah has to be established. We can't go with everybody under their own understanding. There got to be some kind of government, something going on. And Judah is supposed to maintain that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and, you know, they're watching us. That's what he was saying, that, you know, they're watching all over the world, you know, for us to do what it is that we do. And, you know, we want to introduce them to the 2019 International Day of Repentance, you know, so that they can at least go on the website and register in whatever country they're in, and then we can all go down. Can you imagine what that's going to be like all over the
Hallelujah.
World?
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty, mighty Yah. Because he is great, you understand? And see, you know, one thing that we can't anticipate the next step. We can always think about, oh, man, it's going to be this way and that way. Man, we anticipating what the Almighty going to do. You understand? We have to wait on, he says, gather yourself, O Israel, a nation not desired. You understand? You know, gather yourself, you understand? You know, and wait on the Almighty. This is what he said, and wait on me. You understand? He got this. He got this, man. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah. We got to step out the way. And, you know, it's really difficult because I have a lot of married couples that are coming aboard, and one awakened, one isn't. And the husbands don't understand when the wives say, I'm leaving. You know, and so many of them have come to me and said, I don't believe this is God. I don't believe God will allow for my wife to just walk away from me and leave me. What does husband and wife mean if she walks? And they're not conscious. These people are not conscious. Same with the wives. They don't understand. But, you know, I have to take a stand and tell them, you know, no matter what, we will pray that your eyes be open. But if the Most High calls, we have to leave. There's no question about that. That's not open for debate or understanding. And everybody has to make their own choice whether you're married or not.
That is, you're absolutely correct. And that goes, you know, hand in hand with us, you understand, when we're supposed to separate ourselves. You understand? When we don't separate ourselves, we are going to be suffer the same punishment. You understand that the Gentiles gonna get. We gonna suffer that same punishment when we don't separate ourselves. Now, separating yourself could mean for you, you understand, that you have to leave. So, separating yourself for me, you understand, is that I have to remove my mind and my thinking from these ways of these other nations. You understand? And get with. Get with some brothers and sisters, you understand, of like manner, of like understanding.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
yeah.
me, because I know that the Almighty is not, you understand, he's not going to fail us. He's not going to leave us in this position, man. If he say he's coming to get us, we out of here, you understand. We just got to be of like mind, you understand, and we have to separate our minds from these people here. Like right now, man, they got all of this stuff on TV, you understand, you know, and we got brothers and sisters that's all up in their business, all up in that stuff.
Oh,
it means absolutely nothing, man.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about it has nothing to do with what the Almighty has set aside for this. Hallelujah.
That's true. That is so true. We are. We want to look like them. We want to sound like them. I see you, Brother Ryan. We want to be them, and it's like, no. We have to separate ourselves. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. You know, it's very rare that you can find a television program that you can really sit down and watch because all of them have the homosexual agenda going on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. If they ain't got homosexuals, they got a woman up there with half dress.
But guess what? These are the people that we are around, and these is the mentality that these people are into. And, you know, you have to eventually cut the TV off because it's like, I'm not watching those two men laying up in the bed together like husband and wife.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to watch no two women tongue kissing each other just because I'm not doing it.
Yep. You understand? Then they got us, you understand? They got us fighting over the Europeans. You understand? You know, I've seen that on TV, man. Two sisters arguing over who, you know, this European guy. You understand? Then they got us You understand? You understand? Black white couples all over the TV, whether they man and woman, and woman and man and woman, or woman and man, they still got. Oh man, this is getting real ugly here. I'm gonna tell you that right
really
now.
Is.
So we gotta separate
really
our minds from that stuff. Go ahead.
I'm disagreeing with you. You are absolutely correct because all of that goes against y'all's law. Every bit of it goes against his law. And you cannot sit there and watch that kind of stuff and be in right standing with the Most High God. You can't do it.
I know that's right. You understand? Because eventually, man, it'll get you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's going to suck you in like a sponge. I'm telling you, man, it's so sickening. I'm telling you, man, you know. And you know what makes it so sickening? I got kids, man. I got children. I got daughters. I got grandchildren. I got great grandchildren. You understand? And they are susceptible to to be sucked into this nonsense because their parents is going out like that. Heartbreaking, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now, boy. Oof.
It is. It's beginning. It's gonna get worse, though. It's gonna get worse. Eric, call 928. Your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, sis.
Shalom.
I agree with everything both of you all just said. I agree with it. But I just wanted to let you know that I did reach out to Phil as well, and I reached out to Dr. Mumbi.
Okay.
For asking her some stuff. So I'm just waiting on a response as well.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because the email came back and it said it was undeliverable. So I went on the website and just sent it up that way, you know, so that, you know, that we could be able to let them know who we are and what we're doing. But, it, I mean, the closer it gets, the worse it's going to get. It's going to get worse. The most I said it's going to be a day that has never been, nor
ever
will be.
That is absolutely correct. It's going to be hell.
It is. You know, and they get offended because we don't agree, and we don't have to agree. And just because we disagree with them don't mean we're abusing them. But we cannot live like that and make it in this thing right here because Yah is not, certain things he is not going to tolerate.
That is correct. Yep. That is absolutely correct, you understand? Absolutely. I trust in the Almighty with all my heart and soul, and he doesn't, and the Almighty is not one to just go along with stuff. You understand? He ain't doing that. You understand? He set a time. There's a time limit. There's a time limit, Sister Yaina. 400 years is about up. The time limit is almost up. You understand? You know, and so he's not going to compromise this stuff.
Mm-mm, not at all. And, you know, I was watching Magic Johnson on a talk show, and, you know, his son goes to Bishop Blake's church, Church of God in Christ, and Magic Johnson goes there, you know, and he's openly
gay.
Yeah, he dresses like a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and he's gay, you know, and he's openly gay, and he, I don't know if he's a transgender. I didn't know what to call him or whether that, you know, is appropriate or not. But the amount of bishops and deacons and pastors that are coming out of the closet saying that they're gay. And these people have our Bible under their arm, using it to deceive people into thinking that this stuff is okay. And Magic Johnson was like, you know, I'm not going to turn my back on my son. I mean, you know what, I can understand loving your child to the point where you don't want to just kick him out into the street, but we have got to be able to teach these people the danger of the behavior that's being allowed because we serve the Elohim that absolutely will not accept that under no circumstance. And the seriousness of the fact that the church is letting it go on and nobody's telling.
Well, you know what, Sister, as you was talking, I was just thinking, I said that they don't want to make no changes, man, to lose what little they got. They feel like they have to lose what little they got, the influence, the money, you understand, you know, and all of that stuff, you understand, once they accept the way, the truth. That's why a lot of brothers and sisters do not read the book, you understand, the scriptures, you understand, is because they don't want to make no changes, you understand. They'd rather sacrifice their children than to make any changes.
It's something.
You know, and listen, one other thing, man. You know, I have sacrificed my children to a certain degree. I brought them along in this way. You understand? They grow up. They got Hebrew names. You understand what I'm saying? But along the way, I got lost. I mean, I didn't go into the church. I didn't go into the church or anything like that. You understand? But I stopped. I stopped going to services. I stopped doing a lot of things that I needed to do. They saw that, so they went, and they stopped doing it. You understand? So I sacrificed them, but guess what? They stick together more than I did, you understand, because their nephews, their brothers, and their sisters, all of them stick together. You understand? They didn't fall too far away. You understand? You know, of course they stuck, you know, they have some of these old crazy, stupid ways, you understand what I'm saying? But they sticking together. My nephews and them, you understand, they got, my brother had bought some land. They moved up on the land. They got a little farm going on right up there on that land. They have services on the land. You understand? They're getting ready to build some other stuff on the land, and not only are they my nephews and my immediate family, but the ones that grew up, you understand, with them in the way of the Almighty is still with them guys, and I'm so proud of them. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it's really a sad situation. I want to play something for you real quick. Let me get this up and put this on pause so before we get ready to hold on. Just I want to be able to. I just want you to hear, cause it's bad. I mean, really. Hold on, let me get this off here. Here we go.
Let's trust all. If you have a love for God, if you love God's word.
Hold on.
Welcome to West Angeles Church. And you're welcome to the church.
Hold on, just a moment.
God will judge us all. If you love God. And if you love God's word, you are welcome to West Angeles Church. And you're welcome to the church of God in Christ.
It's your boy Dawson from Dean.
Uh-oh, hold on just a minute. I'm sorry. I keep on hitting something.
What up, y'all? It's your boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the one and only. I'm Thaddeus Matthews, talk show host extraordinaire, host of the Thaddeus Matthews TV show, and what has become probably the most controversial television talk show in America. I want to talk about who you call your chief apostle. I call him the chief bullshitter, Charles Blake. and those of you who aimlessly follow him as bullshit followers. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole Andre Caldwell situation has been nothing but a PR stunt that has gone bad now for the Church of God in Christ. Why is it now that the Church of God in Christ wants to sue Andrew Caldwell for making money off the gimmick and the stunt that they created? Thaddeus, how do you say they created? When you look at the tape that we've been given, 6 minutes, nearly 7 minutes of a videotape of Andrew Caldwell, I ain't gay no more, Deliverance, when you watch the entire tape of the congregation during that particular time, there is a time lapse between the initial deliverance and the time that he receives his $100 payoff from Brandon Porter. Who edited the tape?
All right, now let me give you some information as to what's going on.
You're not being heard.
I said, let me give you some insight on who Bishop Blake is. He is the presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ. And we have all of the celebrities going there. We got Magic Johnson and his wife and his son, EJ, or whatever. He's going there. Some of your movie stars is going there. And it's open homosexuality. They are actually in there dressed up like women.
Mm.
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
This is one of the largest Pentecostal movements in the world. And he is the presiding bishop, and now they're saying that he's gay. They said Magic Johnson gave them a $5 million donation.
Mm.
You know, and that's the part that bothers me the most, because our people are being fooled into believing this is okay. This is really some. I'm serious. This is some serious stuff. It is open gay people in this church, and they shout, and they dance, and they preach, and they speak in tongues, and they do all the things that they openly. And they are making our people believe that this is okay. And it is not. It's not okay, whoever is listening. It's not okay.
Not at all.
This is getting to be serious. This is not, it's not okay. It's not.
Well, Sister Yaina, you understand, it's only going to be a remnant, I'm sorry to say. And as much as we want everybody to make it, it's not going to happen. You understand? It's got to be some of those, it's going to be a great two-thirds, from what I understand, is not going to make it. Two-thirds. So, you understand, this is all part of it. You understand? And we got to understand that this is the Almighty's plan, not ours.
it's open. You know?
It's good that you let us know and inform us and keeping us informed. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe some of our brothers and sisters could take another hard look at this stuff, you understand, and make a better decision that they've been making, you understand? But this stuff got to go down. You understand? Gotta happen. Unfortunately, it has to happen. The falling away, you understand, the utter destruction, it's gotta go down, unfortunately. He said he's gonna come and get us from the clefts of the rocks, you understand? He said he's gonna get us from the bull rushes, the fields where we're gonna be heared out, you understand? It ain't gonna be everybody, it's gonna be a few. It's gonna be, the stuff that shakes out from the sieve. You understand what I'm saying? Or when you got a plate and you got some stuff on the plate, you turn it upside down. Whatever's left on that plate, that's the remnant. Yeah.
it is, Brother Donia, you know what? You got to see it. You got to see it. It's bad. It is bad. I mean, it is really, really. I'm going to play one more, and then I'm going to let y'all alone. But I got to let you hear this. It's bad.
It really is.
Hold on. Here we go.
Started by consecrated man, 2 men exact. It was Elder Charles Harrison Mason and Elder Charles Price. And prior to that, they were in the Baptist congregation. And, you know, in the Baptist church, they have a different doctrine than the doctrine that is being taught in the Church of God in Christ. For in the Church of God in Christ of old, the doctrine of sanctification was being taught on a daily. And when Elder Mason had got up to speak about the doctrine of sanctification, the people within the Baptist congregation didn't agree with that, and that got Bishop Mason, you know, kicked out, you know, of the Baptist church. So him and Elder Price, they went on to do the work of God elsewhere. But to make a long story short, there was a standard that was being maintained at that time. And at those times, you know, women couldn't wear earrings. Women couldn't wear makeup. Women couldn't wear pants. Women couldn't look like the world and talk like the world. And men couldn't dress like the world and talk like the world. The men and women of God were consecrated and separated. They were special and peculiar and not regular and familiar like the rest of the world. They manifested a pure, sincere desire, and their attire even represented the godliness that they were professing and possessing at that particular time. You know, these were the men and women of God. It was a badge of honor to say that I'm living for God, that I'm saved. They wasn't religious. And no, they didn't have an education from Harvard University, and they didn't know how to translate this word from 8 different vernaculars, but they had a salvation that was the definition of spectacular at that particular time because they believed in seeking God. They wanted the more of God. You know, thou God seeth me. You know, Lord, I might not have, you know, all the education. I might not have, you know, what this brother has and that sister has. I have the problems to exacerbate, to become greater, to be magnified, and it just begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's what's happened in the Church of God in Christ. The preachings against sin began to decrease, and the practices of sin began to increase. People were living what they were talking about. Their walk, the volume of their walk with God was equivalent with the volume of their talk about God. And that's what's missing in the so-called church world today. But before Elder Mason passed away, he said that as a whole, Church of God in Christ was going to depart. They were going to backslide. And I want to tell you that he was not lying. The man of God was used by God, and God used him mightily, you know, even prior to that with the prophecy. But that particular prophecy right there, that it's definitely, we're looking at the fulfillment right now. The scripture says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. For no matter what war is going on or what level of positivity is going on over here, no matter what's going on, the truth always remains the same. No matter who got killed or no matter what beautiful baby was born or positivity, negativity, whatever is going on, 2 + 2 is still 2 + 2. You know why? Because it's the truth. The truth does not change because people disagree with the truth. The truth does not change because of events. The truth does not change simply because people stop living the truth. The truth is still the truth. And I said that to say this, everything that was right in those times, it's still right, still to this day. Amen. The scripture, when it spoke against fornication and adultery and homosexuality, when it said in Deuteronomy 22:5 that a woman should not wear that which pertaineth to a man should not wear that which pertaineth to a woman, for that is an abomination. Amen. That scripture is still being applied today by those who are actually possessing what they're professing to have with God. Amen. So everything that was going on at that particular time, you know what I mean, is still prevalent, still relevant, it's still meaningful. It's still going to be held against you in judgment if you're not applying and complying to it today. Amen. The word of God has not changed. People have changed, but the word of God has not changed. Okay? So the way that you saw the saints living in those particular times, that's the same way that the if the pastor's objective to drive that maid back, to have that phantom, or to push that Lambo, or to have the mansion home and the prestige.
Okay, I want to stop that real quick because I want.
You're not being heard.
I'm coming back. I said it's so much stuff going on with the bishops. The bishops are coming out and saying that they're gay. Not the lay people, the bishops who are standing up at the pulpit that are preaching the word are coming out and telling everybody that they're now gay. And you know, Brother Donnie, I mean, I know, we know what the church means and what it doesn't mean, but that's a dangerous place to be. When you can stand up in the pulpit and preach something and be gay.
Well, you know, what happens is the Almighty already said that there's going to be people that's going to tell us lies. There's going to be people that's going to speak against the truth. You understand? You know, so, and it's going to be the leaders. You understand? You know, not so much the layperson, but it's going to be the leaders that lead us astray. You understand? So, you know, it should be expected, man. We living in where we at is the end of days. You understand? Where knowledge is being portrayed amongst everybody. So everything is being revealed. You understand? Everything is being revealed, and it's going to shock. You think that this is shocking? You keep living. This stuff is really going to get. It's going to shock you. You understand? It's not no easy thing, man. You understand? And the Almighty means what He say, and He say what He means. You understand? You know? And not one time, like I said, has He ever had to go back and say, "Well, let me change this." Never. He never said that.
Check this out.
He founded one of the most prominent mega churches in America and has been pastor of Georgia's church in the now for 25 years. Twice married, a father of four, Pastor Jim Swilly just revealed Monday that he's gay, a secret he's been struggling with since childhood. Coming out now, he says, is not simply a personal decision. As Steve Osunsami reports, the pastor hopes his public testimony will save young lives.
And I wouldn't have known what to it was a difficult admission in front of the church he founded east of Atlanta. Bishop Jim Swilly has been married twice and is the father of four, but 1 week ago, he says he was moved to share that he's gay.
I know a lot of straight people think that orientation is a choice. I want to tell you that it certainly is not.
He says he's coming out now because of gay suicides. Every one, he says, is one too many. He says he hopes his truth will save a life.
To think about saving a teenager, yeah, I'll risk my reputation for that. As a father, think about your 16, 17-year-old killing himself.
The suicides have certainly changed the discussion across the country. Since September 22nd, when 18-year-old Tyler Clemente jumped off a bridge after his roommate allegedly revealed his sexuality on the internet, there have been rallies and vigils, and one man started a movement online.
I was obviously gay, and some kids didn't like that.
Dan Savage did the first video. He called the campaign It Gets Better.
Hearing about these kids who are committing suicide, the reaction of gay adults was, God, I wish I could have just talked to them for 15 minutes or 5 minutes and told them it gets better.
3 weeks later, at a city council meeting in Fort Worth, Texas, gay city councilman Joel Burns was moved to share his emotional story, how close he came to killing himself when he was just 13.
What? Y'all hear all that? Pastor.
I got a question, Sister Yaino.
Yes, sir.
when they say that they're going to kill themselves because they found out that they, I mean, they're saying that they're admitting that they're gay. Why are they doing that? You understand? If they,
because
if they, go ahead.
Because other people know they're gay. Other people know they're gay. That's exactly why. They don't, because they're ashamed of what they're doing. Other people know they're gay, and they're ashamed of what they're doing. But you can't come out against them because of this whole LGBT movement. And it's a catch 22, because I'm telling you, and I don't want to be the martyr for this, and I really don't want to be the bad guy, but I'm going to tell you something. You guys better listen real good. You're going to have to come out of them churches that's telling you all that that's okay. You're going to have to come out from under them pastors that's preaching that it's okay. You're going to have to land the Most High will look. He will do us in. He'll do all of us in. He's not going to tolerate a whole lot of stuff. It's terrible. They're scared. They are scared. It's a church down there where you are, Brother Dolia, where it's two men pastoring, two black men. They call him the very first man. You know how the church they had the first lady? He's the first man.
You know, what's the name, this guy who's running for president, a candidate for president, Cory Booker? He said I can't quote what he said, but it was calling out Obama, man. You understand? He said, Mr. Obama, you understand, or something, you understand, was said something to him, and then he said, and then he mentioned Michelle Obama, you understand, as though she was the boss, you understand, or she was the man in the relationship. So, you know, this all, you know, first of all, you understand, if a person is if he's calling himself gay, you understand, then he must be happy in what he's doing. You understand? So there's no sense in, you know, I mean, but you made it clear to me, you understand, that he didn't want nobody else to know that he was homosexual.
No.
Well, I'm telling you, this is some sick society that we in. I'm telling you, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ugly. I mean, it is so ugly to the point where it's ugly. It is really ugly. And you cannot say anything against them. You really can't.
No.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's terrible. It is terrible. There's a lot of stuff I won't put on here tonight, because I could pull up some stuff that is. Oh, my goodness. It's a lot going on. That's all I can say. I could pull up some people that are actually in the congregation that can give you firsthand information as to what's going on. I don't want to slander any of the bishops, but I'm warning you. I'm telling you, you are really you walking up the wrong tree. I'm trying to tell you. And it's not warning you for me. And you know what I'm saying? We all got things that we got to deal with ourselves and get ourselves together. And you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of things in that book that y'all will not tolerate, and that's one of them. And, I was talking to somebody about that the other day. I said, really, in this society, they are getting off really easy to be able to practice what they're doing, because when we get our kingdom and we get ready to go into our land, that is not going to be tolerated.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and it's funny. Everybody's just laughing at it like, oh, hold on, let me open up the mic here. Area code 832, your mic is open. I see your area code 928. 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, shalom. I went to the Church of God in Christ for years, and I know Bishop Blake. I don't know him personally, but I know our bishop was under him after, I think it was, I could be wrong, I think it was Mason that passed away. And then he passed the baton on to Blake. or Blake Lee or whatever his name is, over there in, it's Blake, Charles Blake, over in California, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little taken aback that it's so rampant. I heard one of the other guys on the YouTube talking about how Church of God in Christ is so full of homosexual, but I didn't know it was, you know, so he was right, and it must be like, whoa, you know. But now, I have a concern here, because I don't think that the Most High is going to hold you accountable for my behavior. You can only give account for yourself. If you don't know my business, I don't know your business. So I don't think he's going to, you know, if I'm gay, I don't think he's going to say something to you or let the whole, or let all his folk fall because of me. You understand? I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe the Most High is so, you know, so hard on us people, or on his people, I should say, that he would do such a thing. Now, it is a sin and abomination, so says his word, and I believe his word is true as far as that is concerned. What we need to recognize and realize is that the work of Shaitan, the devil, is he's trying to tear down everything that the Most High stands for. We know this.
Right.
And if that means invading the Church of God in Christ with homosexuality and whatever else, that's what he's going to try and do. But we got to hold on and be strong. And yes, most definitely put it out there and let folks know, you know, that this is what's going on. Because without the information, like me, I mean, I heard what one guy say, but I didn't know it was so rampant such as this. So I appreciate the information, most definitely. But the Most High word, he got the last word. I don't care what nobody say. The Most High, his word is the bottom line. No, that's all I can say. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. I'll praise to the Most High God. Let me get this mic open. Area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes. I just wanted to say that anybody who's not following Yah is going to sooner or later start following their own lust, because those idols are evil. Those gods beside Yah, they're not good. So you get, they always seem like a sexual sin, no matter what it is, if you're following behind something else beside Yah. So we have a choice. One is eternal damnation, and one is the river of life, or like the New Testament said, that we got to take up our cross and follow Yah. And if you don't believe in the New Testament, he still said it, so we have to obey. We already know the consequences of not obeying his statutes and his ordinances and his commandments. So we're drawn away with our own love. We're not following behind Yah. And it's going to get really bad. It's getting terrible in the way of even hatred toward black people now. I mean, you start to hear all over the world people really hating on us. We got to pull together and love one another and love Yah most of all.
Right. Hallelujah. Well, you know, that's why we bring it up. And I want to make this disclaimer, because I love my people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting anybody down in any way. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm trying to put you down in any way. I just know how slick the enemy is, and the enemy will allow you to do something and be in a certain arena to make you feel like it's okay because it's allowed. And I just want you to know, I with all love and sincerity, I just want you to know that if they up in them pulpits and they carrying that Bible under their arm and they're allowing certain things, they don't know the God of that Bible, because the God of that Bible loves his people. And he put us in this captivity because we were disobedient to his laws, statutes, and his commandments. And for them to be able to say that it's okay for anybody to do that. And other things, because it ain't just that. It's a whole lot of other things that'll cause you to be put to death. We have to start preaching truth. And so we can get ourselves lined up. And like I said, I usually don't do this, because I'll tell you in a minute, Yaina got her own stuff she got to deal with. But I remember as a young woman, when Magic Johnson came out, HIV diagnosis. A lot of us. Became confident to safe sex and all that kind of stuff. We was young people, you know, out there dating and doing the things that we were doing. And everybody was taking risks and doing certain things with certain people. And it made everybody stand up and say, wait a minute, maybe we need to stop. You know, maybe we need to just start looking at this in a different manner. And that's all I'm saying is the same way Magic Johnson got out there and said, hey, I got HIV. You know, I'm out here as an example to let you all know that it's possible to get it. And, you know, we want you to start practicing a different lifestyle and then say, that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying, hey, we found out that our God put us in captivity because we were disobedient. And we found out that a lot of things that we have been allowed to do over here in this mess is totally against him, and he will not tolerate it. And we love our people enough to be able to say, please do some investigation and find out first before you indulge yourself in all that stuff and it end up being to the death of you. That's all we're saying. Is let's try to look at this from it, because if they can stand over that pulpit and do that, they are just doing that for money. And you don't ever want your life to be on the line because somebody wants some money. Never. Because we love all of our people. We come on here every day doing this because we love our people. We love them. We don't want nobody to be lost. We want everybody to understand, don't get caught up in this captivity and the stuff that they allow everybody to do. Because he's right, we are supposed to live our lives different from everybody else, separate ourselves from everybody else. He don't want us to be. He chose us to be a special people unto himself and not to be like everybody else. So we can't, well, I don't care how many laws they pass. We can't do that. And that's a hard issue to deal with because people feel like, well, I can't stop. It's stronger than me. Yeah, like I was telling this young man, I said, it's all kind of stuff that's going to be in your brain to tell you to do stuff. The enemy whispers evil stuff all the time. It don't mean you have to succumb to everything that you hear in your brain or everything, every desire that you feel like is pulling you to do stuff. There's a lot of things that we hear, and that's how the battle is in the mind. And that's how we fight it. That's why the Bible says, cast down every imagination and every thought that exists, casting down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of Yah, and bringing every thought into the obedience of the Messiah. And we got to make sure that it's a mind thing we have to do. We don't have to give in to every thought that comes across our mind and take our bodies into all kind of behaviors and activities. We don't have to do that. Because if you do that, you're being controlled by that spirit. And you don't have to do it. Is it going to be a fight? Yes, it is. You better believe it's going to be the fight of your life. But I'd rather have a life and fight for one than to think it's okay to do this kind of stuff and be fooled into thinking that the God of that Bible is accepting it, and then you find out he's going to destroy you anyway. That's the dangerous part. But we don't want none of our people to be lost, none of them. They got, Brother Donia, everything goes now, everything goes. And you know, and it's got to be, can you guys still hear me? I hope I'm not talking and ain't nobody hearing me. But it's got to be something else to this. It's got to be, because y'all's on his way. He is on his way. And nobody wants to deal with this. They don't.
No.
Nobody wants to deal with this.
They run from it.
But we got to because now the church is allowing it. Hold on, area code 404, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Let me see if you can still hear me. Area code 404, your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead. If you just want to push one and let me know you heard me, I appreciate that. But, yeah, if you want to talk, we can't hear you. You might have your phone on mute. But this isn't to bash anybody or to make anybody feel bad about what's going on. This is serious business.
This is real serious business here, and it's rampant. It's trouble. And guess what? Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. And because nobody's saying anything about it, it's accepted. And they'll tell you, you can't judge me. Only God can judge me. Look, let me tell you something about that. This, we on our way out of this place, and if you stay here and you get fooled by this stuff, you're going to be destroyed. Now, we don't want our people destroyed, none of them. We don't, whether you're in the church, out the church, wherever you are. The enemy got us fooled into thinking this stuff all right. No. It's just unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. You know, and I, like I said, all the stars go to his church. It's well accepted. Everybody goes there because they get this spiritual experience. But that's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no way he will allow us to carry on like that. Put us in this captivity because we refused to keep his law, statutes, and his commandments and told us we were going to be made to serve other gods. Brother Donnie, are you still there? Wonder if he can hear me. I hear him moving around. But yeah, told us he was going to serve other gods. Oh. Hold on. Yeah, I can hear you now. I hear you now. You must be outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm outside. See, we got to understand, man, we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. Remember now, we had been away from our God and the law, statutes, and the ordinances and commandments, you understand, for 2,500 years. So we don't know our understanding. We don't know our God. We don't know who we about, what our plight is, you understand, because we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled, misled, you understand, in every way that we could possibly be, you understand. So what we got to do is just understand that the true and living Elohim is with us, and he will be with us, you understand. We just got to change from our wicked ways. Pray, repent, and ask God, you know, those of us that understand, those of us that's getting it, that's getting it, you understand, because we got to get it, you understand. It's not an easy thing to change. It's not an easy thing to change, especially after all of these years, you understand, that we've been taught a lie, you understand, you know, and it just seems to me that just from my perception only, you understand, is that we ought to be tired of this mess that we're going through, you understand? But everybody's individual now, you understand? They believe in what they believe in. They're making it work for them, you understand? But it's not just about them. It's not just about one individual. It's about the masses of us. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. Like I said, this is love. That's what love. You know, they used to sing a song in church that it said, love lifted me, love lifted me. Let me tell you, love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. And we used to sing that song, and it was just a simple song. And it used to touch so many people because it's love. And this is what love does. Love is the one that comes and tells you, son, you're wrong. I know you might think you're right, but you're wrong. And sometimes it hurts for you to be able to say that. You've been living in costume long enough, but you got to come out of that because the God of our Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he loves you. But he made you a man, and you have to be a man. You know, and that's what the pastors should be the ones that's saying that. They should. But they're not because they're money hungry. And they'll say and do anything to get the money. And don't let nobody put you in a situation where you lose your life over some money, because this money going to pass away. You know, all of us been living in costumes. All of us been living as an imaginary person in this society, because we all bought into this mess. But when we realize that this is not the way y'all expect us to live, we all had to change our mindset, and it changed us. And we don't want your money. We don't want your money. We don't want your father's money. We don't want nobody's money. We want to tell you that you're wrong, that you got to line up with his laws, statutes, and his commandments. He loves you. He chose us to be his special people unto himself. And it's a battle. It's no matter, we all struggling with something. Everybody on this line is struggling with something. Okay, how much you know you Israel, you struggling with something. And it's going to be a struggle until y'all come to get us, because we've been accustomed to this lifestyle. We've been living in this captivity for so long that this is all we know. It ain't about houses and purses and cars and clothes and all that stuff. Yes, you do need them, and there's nothing wrong with having them if you can afford. And some have nicer things than others. But at the end of the day, we y'all's chosen people. And the whole world kept that a secret. Nobody wants us to know. Nobody wants to know that. So guess what they do? They keep you in that little institution called the church, and you get to have this spiritual experience. And they fool you into thinking that this spiritual experience that you're having is the God of that Bible, and that's a lie. And they keep it going, and they keep on getting paid to keep it going. And we love you enough to say that's not true. Love is the one that's doing this, not hatred. Not condemnation, but love. Love said we need to go home. We're trying to gather our people. Y'all going to gather us together, but we're trying to encourage our people to be able to say, let us get ready to go home. This is not it. This ain't where it stops. The power of the Most High, y'all, how beautiful it is to know that he chose us to be his chosen people. Nobody can say that on the whole planet but us. You know, and you know what? You got to keep on talking in love. You got to keep on talking in love. You got to keep on talking no matter what it is in love, that this is not the behavior that y'all wants you to have. And that goes for messing with other people. Wives, that goes with messing with other people. Husbands. All of that stuff is wrong in the eyes of the Most High Yah. You can't have no sex with no animals. All that stuff is wrong. You can't sleep with your own daughters. All that stuff is wrong with the children of Israel. We don't live like that. We don't. He told you. As a matter of fact, we got a YouTube out there called, what does it say? How does it go? It's Don't Do These Abominable Customs. It's Yehuda Project. That's the name of our YouTube channel, Yehuda Project. Don't do these abominable customs. The Most High told you in his word, don't do these things. He said, this is what the other nations did when they was on this land, and I ran them off the land, so I will bring you and give you this land, but don't do what they do. He said, because I hated them. It's men sodomizing each other. It's husbands sodomizing wives because of the New Testament where Paul said the bed is undefiled. So they think they can do everything and anything in the bedroom, and they sodomizing their wives, and these people are going to be killed. Y'all does not allow that. But because Paul said the bed is undefiled, they doing anything and everything in the bedroom as husband and wife. I'm telling you, not okay. We got to leave this stuff behind. And we got to repent. That's what 2019 is all about, is a day of repentance, a day of prayer for all of us to be able to come together and say, yeah, I messed up. I didn't even know this was wrong. I was out here doing stuff that I thought was okay, and I messed up. And I knew some of it was wrong, but I messed up. I didn't know nothing about your laws and stuff. I didn't know nothing about that there was a law. All they told me was that we didn't have to keep the law. I made a fool out of myself. I've done some things I'm not proud of. And by all intents and purposes, I should be killed by you according to your word. But please show me some mercy because I didn't know. I didn't know. And that's what the prayer is all about. We just didn't know. We opened up our eyes in this captivity and we didn't know. Is there demons and spirits around? Absolutely they are. It's all kind of influences around to influence us. We just didn't know. And that's going to be my prayer. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't. I bought into it. And I just didn't know. Had I known, I could have avoided a whole lot of stuff in my life. It could have been a whole lot of choices I wouldn't have even made had I known. Have mercy on me. I made a mistake. I'm talking about me. I can't really do that. But I mean, you know, I can tell you in love. But I'm talking about me. That's my prayer. I messed up. Show me some grace. I need some mercy. Because I should be gone. I should be dead today. Oh, my gosh, the things. I should be dead today. But for the grace of God and his mercy, I'm still here to be able to tell you this. I'm crying out in the wilderness. I should be gone. But he saw fit to say, I'm going to give you another chance. And that's all we ask for is another chance. Take your best chance. At least go at it with your best chance. You know? Don't let somebody just fool, preach you into a condition that's going to leave you at a point where you're going to lose your life. Don't let nobody, look, let me tell you something. It's a lot of people in my life that have stolen my choice. And when I sat down and I looked at it, I said, you know, when you're working, when you're making choices in your life and you don't have all the information and a person allows you to make a choice and they deliberately hold information back from you and you make that choice without all the information, they basically have stolen your choice and made your choice for you. Don't let nobody steal your choice. Get all the information and make sure you have it all laid out. So that when you decide, okay, regardless of what I know, I'm going to do this anyway, you know what the consequences are going to be. That's all we're saying. You know, because our God loves us. He does. Let me tell you, he loves us. Anytime he takes the time and whispers into the ear of the prophet and says, tell my people that they hurt me. Tell my people that they defame my name. Tell my people they made me look bad in front of all the other nations. The God, the one who created the universe, Yah, who created it all, he's compassionate enough. And he has enough compassion to whisper into a human ear the prophet and say, go tell my people I said. He loves us. He don't even have to do that. He could have wiped us all out and started all over again. He loves us. But let me tell you something. He, as much as he loves us, he's the more dangerous. He is. And you don't, none of us want to be on that side of it. None of us do. I know what they told you. I know what you read. I know what they preach over that pulpit. But let me tell you something. Don't let nobody steal your choice. Don't let none of them, I don't care who they are, TDJ, Bishop Lake, all the Pentecostals, don't let nobody, Atlanta Gates, none of them, don't let nobody steal your choice. Make your choice with all the information. And if you don't have it and you're not sure about it, get down on your knees and ask Yah, say, Yah, I don't know what to do. Show me what everybody is talking about. Show me what I'm missing. Because this is too serious to miss out on this thing right here. It is too serious to be fooled. This is. People's lives is on the line. You know what I'm saying? Our children's lives is on the line. And it don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter. That none, them, don't none of that matter. It don't matter how well you can sing. Don't none of that matter either. It don't matter where you live and what you drive. Don't none of that matter either. Because when you fall in his hands, You're in a very dangerous place. You're in a very dangerous place. You know? And you can't, he ain't going to never let not one of us, not one of Israel, come before him and say, I just didn't know. He said, oh, yes, you did, because I sent a prophet. Oh, yes, it did, because they had radio shows and YouTube clips and all kind of stuff for you to listen to. And one day you clicked on it and you heard it. Oh, yeah, you heard it. But you made a choice. Don't let nobody steal your choice. I'm telling you, don't let nobody steal your choice, because you have a right to all the information before you make it. You do. You have a right to all the information. And that's all we're trying to do, is put the information out there. And I know they think we crazy, them crazy Hebrew Israelites. Don't listen to nothing they say. Them brothers ain't out on the street corner screaming and hooping and hollering for nothing. They're not. They're trying to give you your best choice. Now, the delivery might be a little wrong sometimes. Yes, it may be. But they still out there out of love. They don't have no money. Ain't none of us got no real money. They out there scraping and scrapping to do what they need to do. And that's because they love, and Yah has caused them to do that, to give you your best choice. Make your best choice. Don't make the easiest choice. Make the best choice. And let Yah bless you and give you the information. Go on your knees. Even if you're in Hollywood and you done so-called sold your soul to the devil, still go on your knees and repent. Oh, there's so many YouTube clips out there about the music industry and how these guys is gay, and they got men wives with them when they traveling on. Man, y'all, Lord, have mercy, have mercy. And they think it's something because they got money. Let me tell you about the devil. That's the easiest thing for him to give you is money. You don't want to fall in y'all's hands. That's a dangerous place to be. Oh my goodness. You know, it just brings tears to your eyes. It brings tears to your eyes just to see the debauchery and the debauchery that's out there. And our people are just licking it up. It's like, no, we gotta take our best choice. Israel, we royalty. We're not even supposed to live at a certain level. We're royalty. We just ain't got Kennedy. Even the poorest of us is royalty. Please don't let nobody steal your choice. Don't let nobody do it. Don't jump off no bridges. Don't commit no suicide. Don't be doing none of that. We get ready to go meet our Elohim. You cast them demons down. And the Bible says, if you resist the devil, he'll flee. That's still true. When them crazy thoughts come in your mind, be like, I cast you down in the name of Yah. Get out of here. Just talk to him like you're talking in the wind. And keep it moving and just don't do it. You don't have to do it. Whatever it is. Use your best choice. Give yourself a chance to make it. You know, don't come out the day dead. That's crazy. You come out the day dead. You don't even know it. You're just walking dead and don't even know it. And the world don't care because they want us dead anyway. They don't want us to make this. Psalms 83 is real. They conspired together to make sure that Israel would never be a nation. That's real talk. But every last one of those nations that he named, he punishing every last one of them. Too much work to do to go out like that. Don't go out like that. Please, and this is out of love, don't go out like that. Take your best choice. You know, get in that word. And go on your knees. You don't need nobody to meet y'all. All you got to do is go down and call him. And be sincere. Here come. He said, if you knock, I'll open the door. If you ask, I'll give it to you. If you seek, I'll let you find me. Just call on me with your whole heart and with a sincere heart to say, I messed up. I don't know where to go. I want to meet you. Wherever you are, I want to meet you, y'all. I need to meet you. And you can, here come. Here come. This thing is real. We're going to get there, Israel. I promise we're going to get there with my whole heart. This is from my heart. We're going to get there. It might be, we might go through some bumps and some bruises, But we're going to get there. We're going to make it. And we have to tell ourselves we don't want to lose not a one. We're going to talk to our brothers and sisters, stop dressing up like boys, girls, and men, stop dressing up like women. Let's get there. We're going to make this. We're going to make it, all of us as a nation, because we came here as a nation and we leaving here as a nation. We ain't got to do those things. That's all of us. We don't want to lose nobody. Come on now. Let's be the people that we used to be. We don't even know what that is. We have no idea, but let's at least try. Let's just try to be God's people. And the way we do that is by keeping his laws, statutes, and commandments. Start by keeping the Sabbath. Just start by keeping the Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Keep the Sabbath. No work, no serve out work, no none of that. Just get in your Bible. If you want to call into our classes, you're more than welcome to do that and be a part of our classes. But if not, you want to spend some quiet time with y'all, spend some quiet time with y'all. And just get to know him by reading his word. Start from the book of Genesis and go all the way through. If you need help, we got YouTube clips out there that will help you to explain a lot of things. And the name of our YouTube channel is Yehuda Project, not the Yehuda Project, just Yehuda Project. And Yehuda spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. Start there. You know, and if you've engaged in behavior stuff that's not normal, don't do it. Just keep the Sabbath. Give God that day and let him talk to your heart. Shut down and give him that day and rest. That's a start, and that starts somewhere. And if you want to come to our class, this is our class number. It's 319-527-9197. I'll do it again, 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039. 256-039. And I'm going to say it again. Magic Johnson, when you came out and you told everybody that you had HIV, we was young people out there dating, taking chances. We was doing everything. But when you came out and you made that public declaration like that, you gave us a chance to make another decision. You gave us information that made us sit back and think about the choices that we was making. And that's all the Israelites is trying to do today, is to give you some information so that you can think about it and make another decision. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We ain't bashing nobody because we love our people. We don't want to see none of our people lost. We don't want to leave you. I don't never want to get on the boat and leave nobody. We're brokenhearted because we know what's coming. This place is going to be destroyed. We don't want to leave nobody behind. But you got to make your choice. You got to at least begin to trust y'all. You know, and I know it's going to be difficult. And I didn't mean to rant and rave, but I just, this is touches my heart because I love my people. I love Israel, conscious and unconscious. But you got to make a different choice. And if you don't know y'all, we don't expect you to be where we are. We've been doing this a long time. He opened up our eyes a long time ago. But you got to make a start somewhere. The church don't keep the Sabbath. The church don't honor Yah. They don't even call in God's name. At least keep the Sabbath. And if you want to still go to church, I can't stop that. But at least give Yah some time to keep the Sabbath. Still lead you right. So that's what the Holy Spirit is for. The Ruach HaKodesh. Because he's going to lead and guide you in the all truth. I promise you'll get there. But you got to start somewhere. You got to make the right choice. And for some of you bishops who decided to come out, you better go back in and cut it off. You better open the closet door and come all the way out and stop. For real, because it's not going to be nice. I can't even imagine that it's going to be given. I don't even want to be on your side of the fence when that come down. I really don't. I'm scared for you. For real, because the God that I read about, the Elohim that I read about, when he says something, he means what he says. He really do. He ain't, like Brother Donnie, I say, he ain't never had to come back and say, oh, I got to do that over. No, I don't want no more whoopings from the Most High. Yeah, I've had mine. I've had my share. I've had my, and every time I think I'm getting out of pocket, I hit my knees and say, please forgive me. I'm like David. Dyrie, he threw himself at the mercy of Yah. Please, and he wasn't no nice person, but Yah knew he was struggling with his own flesh. And but he threw himself at the mercy and said, please forgive me. I'm sorry, I'm trying. At least I'm trying. But these folks out here, you're doing it deliberately for the filthy loser, he's going to get you. He is going to get you. And you lead his people astray, and you know you are. You know you are. So I mean, there's not a whole lot to say after this. You know, I didn't mean to go on and take over the show, but this is serious business right here. This is serious business. We got to be able to know what time it is. You know, we got young people to raise and to get ready to be husbands and to be good wives and to be mothers and to be good fathers. And the fathers have got to lead the family into God and how to worship him and how to, you know what I'm saying? We got so much work to do because the things that we have been shown have been bogus. Listen, we royalty. We can live in my peasants. Oh, I mean peasants. No, because of our own disobedience. So let's be obedient together and lead together and do what we need to do for the Most High Yah. And be there with us in September in Washington, D.C. when we go for the International Day of Repentance so that we can pray together as a nation and cry out to the Most High to deliver. This is, I don't want to stay here. This ain't it. Brother Donnie, are you still there with me? See if he made it back in his house. I don't know.
Kane. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Sister Yaina. We got to give ourselves an opportunity, you understand, to at least hear the truth. You understand? You know, because if this thing, Christianity or Muslimism and Hinduism, if that worked for us, we wouldn't be in the shape that we're in today. You understand?
You better say that.
You know, so let's take another look at this. Go into the scriptures from the beginning, from Genesis on, you understand, and take a look at it for yourself, you understand. Don't let nobody tell you, you understand, what the scripture's saying. You understand? You know, a lot of times, man, a brother go back in the scriptures and he confronts the preacher, the pastor, or whoever it is, you understand. They don't want to hear you tell them what they've been telling you. You don't even get that opportunity. You understand?
Okay.
So you take a look at it, man, and see what it is for yourself. You understand? Then you can make a conscious decision. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Read the book from the beginning to the end. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then see where you lie at. If it rings true in your ears. You understand? Then we'll see. You understand? But the Almighty ain't never lied, you understand, not one time here. Everything that he said that was written in them books, you understand, he performed it, you understand. And he said that he's going to come and get us from the four corners of the earth and bring us into our land. I believe that with all my heart and soul, you understand, because this right here, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for us.
I don't know how you feel. Woo, Lord.
You know, you got preachers in there, you understand, talking about they going to heal somebody in the church and this and that. How come they don't take that stuff to the hospital where everybody's suffering at for real?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
If that worked, if it worked in the church there, then don't you think it would work in the hospitals where the sick people are?
It's supposed to. It's supposed to.
If you got that kind of power, man, then you could take it. Then you could take it to the church, man. I mean, take it to the hospitals where all the sick people are dying of cancer and diabetes and. And all of those ailments, we got all of those ailments, man. I'm just confused here as to saying that if the, you know, how come that stuff ain't working? breaks my heart in two to see us go out like we going out. You understand what I'm saying? We got our young brothers and sisters, you understand, doing wicked stuff and evil stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And I look at it, you know, I don't condemn them. I really don't. Because had they not brought us over here in captivity, brought put us into this captivity, it would never have reached this level. You understand?
Nope.
But now, man, you understand, every time you look around, you understand, they either shot us down, you understand, or we doing something stupid, you understand what I'm saying? All in the name of trying to survive. That's what it was. That's what it is pretty much. You understand? And sometimes it gets carried away. You understand? But you understand, you know, that's because we're in a captive state here. Now,
yes, we are.
Now that's not to say that we haven't, that our forefathers didn't make some mistakes. They did, man. You understand? They started out worshiping other gods. That was the main thing that the Almighty, we gave our glory to other gods. After all what he did for us and what he had planned for us. You understand? We worship other gods. That's a no-no in the eyes of the... We disrespected him. You understand? And oh, man, it's a horrible, horrible situation. And it brings tears to my eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They do make you want to cry. Like I said, I don't want to leave none of us. I don't want to leave nobody behind. I want to make it. But I definitely don't want to leave none of our people behind, especially our young people. It's in all of our people. My grandma either. She's 90-something years old. I don't want to leave nobody behind, but I it's not my choice. You know, and it's his story and it's his plan, and I have to follow it. But give yourself the best chance you can get.
Absolutely.
Give yourself the best chance and work with all the information to make the best choice.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Jeez. Give yourself another chance, man. Give yourself a chance.
For real, because this society, they ain't going to make it nowhere. I mean, these people know what the end's going to be. They don't care. A lot of them don't even believe in God. If they do all kinds of stuff, and they don't believe in that there's a creator, a supreme creator who created all, and they definitely don't want to accept that we his people.
No.
We are, and there is. So we got to make the choice to do, because we have to set the example for the rest of the world.
Absolutely, exactly.
You know, so I wanted to say that, and I just want to say that I love you. I really do. I love Israel. I do. I love Israel. I want to see Israel blossom into a beautiful nation. You know, when I see them brothers on the street corner with their Bibles in their hand, it does my heart good, because they could be doing something else. They could have a gun in their hand. They could be slinging dope somewhere. But they standing on the street corner, and yes, the delivery get kind of wild sometimes, and they get passionate about it. Yes, they do sometimes. But to stand out on the street corner like that, exposed, you know what I'm saying, with nobody but the angels to watch them and protect them, they doing that out of love, because they love Israel and they out there for our people. You know, and then it's a bunch of us that are doing different things different ways. You at least gather all the information and make a decisive choice for all of the information that's available.
Absolutely. You understand? Make a conscious decision. You understand? Once you get the information, then you can make a conscious decision. You understand? Right now,
yeah.
Man, we get bits and pieces, you understand, and try to put it together, you understand? And some of us say, well, the hell with it, you understand? I'm going to go with what the pastor says. You understand what I'm saying? And it hasn't worked for us as of yet. From day one, when they brought that stuff to us, you understand what I'm saying? You know, and they took away our culture, our language, our state of being, you understand what I'm saying? And ever since then, you understand, we've been expecting something to happen, you understand? They made us think that we're going up into heaven and that's where we're going to get our salvation. That's not even true. It hasn't worked yet.
Sure ain't. That's the truth. And you, like I said, don't let anybody steal your choice. Before you make a decision about anything, you make sure you're working with all the information. You know, I always tell my daughters, when you meet somebody and you get ready to date somebody, check them out. You there's enough information on the internet where you can check them out. You can check whether they've been to jail and what they've been to jail for, where they live, what their mama's name was, whether they married or whether they single. Check them out. Work with the information before you decide to let somebody in your space. Know who that person is. We just have to start doing our due diligence. And that's the same way when it comes to your nationality and the prophecies and promises that the Most High said is due to you because he chose you to be his people. Don't let nobody stand up over the pulpit and give you no jackleg story and you go along with it. Make the best choice with all the information that you have available. Don't let nobody steal your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they stole mine. I fed for it hook, line, and sinker. I spent many years in there, 20-some years in there, shouting and speaking and tongues and running and jumping and flicking and flopping and crying and all that. And guess what? I'm sitting right here now in Israel. And I could have did that at this point in time. I guess y'all said it wasn't time for you to wake up yet. But now that I know, I can tell you, go before the Most High and ask him to open up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to show you. He will. He will. And on that note, we're going to call it a night. We stayed over a little longer than we usually do, but I think it was necessary that we do this. Brother Donia, what do you have to say to the people before we dismiss?
I want to tell everybody to, you understand, don't give up. You understand? We got some hope here. You understand? The Almighty said he's going to come and get us, man, and all we got to do is wait on him. You understand? You know, so trust in him with all your heart and all your soul, and keep the Shabbat. That's the start right there. Mm-hmm. Keep the Shabbat from sundown to sundown. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's absolutely right. I concur with whatever he said. With whatever he said, I'm with 100%. Do like you said, just start on the Sabbath day, from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, and feel the way with that Bible and get to know Yah and spend some time with him and get to know who he is. Yes, he'll show up. I promise you he will. Yes, he will, because he loves his people, and he's got a place prepared for us, and I want to go. So I just want to say that to you all, and remember, if you want to contact us in any way, our email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. TheYehudaProject@gmail.com. And on that note, we'll see you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our newcomers class. That is when we come together. We read 5 chapters a night, and we're working our way through the Bible so we can understand who he is. You can call and just listen if you want to. And the phone number to that is 319-527-9197. I'm going to give it to you again, 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039, 256-039. Now, you can use that number also for on the Sabbath day at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Thursday night is 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the Sabbath is 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to register for our International Day of Repentance that's going to be in Washington, D.C. Let me give you the website. It's www.2019dayofrepentance.us for us. 2019dayofrepentance.us. If you want to do it, and there's a registration button on there, and we'll be giving you more information as soon as we get some things solidified. And we hope to see you there, Israel, for both conscious and unconscious, because we love you dearly, and we want to get our people together and our nation together so we can go home. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.